The Bible says, ask, it shall be given. He says, seek, ye shall find. When you desire it, you believe the word of God. He will come to pass according to the desire of your heart. The Bible says, as you have said it, so it shall be. So we have to be thirsty. We have to have that hunger in us that this is the theme of the month. Ah, hey, this theme will not go. Except God bless me. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis that somebody rescued with the angel and God touched him. God will touch you. God will touch us. God will touch our church. That is the promise of God for us. He said we shall be the head and not the tail. He said whatever we ask in his name, not our Father's name, that he will give unto us. So we stand on unshakable word of God that is going to do something different in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Brethren, I want to borrow this language from my Father in the Lord. He will tell us, if you have not listened to message before, listen to this. You are going to open your mouth again. Every gate that is locked against my relationship with God, open by fire. Open your mouth and pray. Any gates locked against relationship between you and God, because that is where your heaven will be open. That is where testimony will come and locate you. That's where you will lift up your head high before the end of this year, and you will say, the Lord has done it. Any gate that's blocked, that's locked against you and your God, heaven must open it all. That is where the devil hid to deny us. That is where the enemy wants to take that which God has given to us. In the worship today, the Holy Spirit is, even before the worship, in the pastor's prayer meeting, the Holy Spirit is already in the house to bless us. When he's in the house, why will you come and go the way you came? No, that is not the plan of God for your life. So you are taking it. You are taking it. You are taking it. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm going to pray one prayer point again. You are going to tell the Lord, Father, remember me for good. Remember my family for good. Remember our church for good. Ah, when Mordecai was remembered, hey, everything about him changed. When God remembered a family, he remembered the family of Obed-Edom. The story of Obed-Edom changed. Ah, tell God he's going to remember you. He gave us his word from the beginning of this year. Ah, you cannot pass through 2019. And be as if you are in 2018. So this morning, the grace of God, our God is going to remember you. We remember us. We remember our church. In Jesus' name we pray. Our God, again, in the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory. We bless your name. We worship you. Daddy, we thank you because you're a wonderful God that never fails. We glorify your name for your love and your care. You have come to bless us. You have not come to condemn us. You have come to take that which the enemy has stolen in our life and give it back to us. You are looking at us all through the Lord Jesus. So as we gather in your presence, the blessing you have for us today will locate us in Jesus' name. Whether our body like it or not, whether circumstances around us like it or not, the Bible says anything we ask in his name, he will do for us. And we are come that every gate, every door that have been locked against us, our relationship with you, be broken in the name of Jesus. Daddy, it's time to hear your word. You don't just want to hear it, but make us a doer of the word. Help us, Lord. Help us and see us through. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, brethren. May you have your seat, please. By the grace of God, from the beginning of this month, the Lord has helped us to treat relationship, church relationship, which by our pastors, the senior pastor of the church, have even broken it down In short, when the pastor takes the message, Pastor Delaney takes the message, every other person will begin to say, Holy Spirit, give me afresh. Amen. Tell the Lord, this morning the Lord will give you something afresh in Jesus' name. The senior pastor talk about the local church, the universal church, and the triumphant church. And he made us to know that it's the body of Christ. Amen. And he also said something during his teaching and his message. He says that God is the chief shepherd of the church. And he said the pastor are the under shepherd. Amen. And the under shepherd is the one that is given to us, that we follow the instruction and we also help him. Praise the Lord. Because he's the under shepherd doesn't mean that he know all. Amen. God gave them other people to work with them to carry out heaven assignment. Amen. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name, that he is the under shepherd, which Jesus is the chief shepherd. Amen. And there's a language that, before then, Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. Let's look at what that place tells us before I go to my text proper. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. The Bible says, okay, and I will give to you the key of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Praise the Lord. That is the key the Lord has given to us as children of God. And there's a general saying by our evangelist Olumide Asebiomo, maybe you don't know, alias Alagba. He normally says something, say that anything, he said Alagba, I use the word Alagba has always told us that anywhere outside the church, there is no happiness there. Amen. That to dwell in the presence of God is the best place to dwell. Amen. When you are not where you're supposed to be in the house of God, there is a problem. Amen. That is why Psalm 23 says something. Say that, I will dwell in the house of the Lord. That is the language of David. And God wants us to borrow some of these things from people who work with him and has achieved a lot. But this morning, like I said, Pastor has given us, he has shown us three churches, the local church and the universal church and the triumphant church. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So I said, my topic this morning is relationship in the local church. Relationship in the world, in the local church. That's why I choose Ephesians chapter 4. But on your own, brethren, let's be like the Berean Christian who go back. Well, how is this relationship in the local church? How am I connected to that relationship in the local church? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. The subheading that I have is saying unity in the body of Christ. Amen. The relationship in the local church bring unity, bring oneness, making God the head, making Jesus the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit to work in us and to be able to achieve divine purpose. See, definition for this local church we are talking about. A local church is an assembly or a church of born-again believers in the Lord Jesus Christ that gather at a particular place to worship the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we are coming down now. We have had a lot of teaching on church relationship, but now to our own local church, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. In this local church, there are a lot of things God expect from us, but he did not just expect it from us. The Bible says, I've given to you power. Amen. For us to function very well, he has given us power. When we gather as a local church, there are things that are expected of us, and the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. How can this thing work together? Is the help of the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot do anything. Daddy talked about Kenny's worship today. Number one thing that lifts our spirit to God is what? Worship. And if you are in the Bible study, Pastor Delaney talks about worship. In the local church, we have fellowship with one another. In the local church, we have prayers. We have everything that has been put into places. The first Sunday, we have Holy Communion. Amen. And at times, we have water baptism. When new people come into our midst and they are not baptized, it is the assignment of the local church to carry out baptism for such people. And one area that can move the local church to the realm of the Spirit and God speaking to us and we also talking to God and hearing from God is the ministration of the word. It's very, very important in a local church. The ministration of the word is very, very important. Secondly, another area is evangelism. We are going to look at three areas in the local church and ask yourself, I will also ask myself, am I key into this area or am I functioning in this area? Number one is the word, is the word of God. Number two is evangelism, and it is a commandment given to us by our master. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, I am going to heaven. Will you go empty-handed? I'm not condemning you. Everybody answer that. Praise the Lord. And the last one is prayer. When you listen to the word, prayer cannot work without the word. I want you to know that. The word you know, that's what you go to the Lord in the place of prayer. Praise the Lord. And the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. That as we gather in this local church, I use a word, I say the local church give us a way of triumphant church. If you are in the local church, you are not functioning, there is no heaven. It's a prepared place for prepared people. So we have to prepare ourselves. And because we want to determine, we have determined, nobody bring us. We make that choice, like I told my student today, to follow the Lord. Let us follow God. Let's not deceive ourselves. Let's give ourselves. Anytime you make a strong decision, the devil is not happy. And the devil will, let me tell you, when the devil is not happy about your situation, he will not bring somebody outside there to challenge you. We will challenge ourselves. The brother sitting by you will challenge you. And you also, unconsciously to you, you will also challenge the other person or no. Somebody can say that, I come to the church, JJ, I don't look for trouble, but I tell you, trouble will look for you. And when you are able to overcome that trouble, you have taken another spiritual step, and you now be a teacher to those who have not overcome that trouble. Amen. God allowed things to happen to us in order to give us spiritual promotion. Peradventure, you are slapped in the church, or the pastor abused you, or the pastors who have talked the way you don't like. Will you now leave? Remember, some of us, we are like 10, 15 in the families. Our parents have us. Okay, if your junior sister, do you know some of our junior sister can be so rude? I have a junior sister. I seen her with 10 years, but she's the troublemaker in the family. If she does anything, you overcorrect her, she will cry and cry and cry. You know in Nigeria, the way we used to behave, they hold your dress and begin to cry. You will not even know the person who is right or wrong, and you start begging her. We have them in the church. Remember, Jesus had 12 disciples. And those 12 disciples, they are in the church. We have Judas among them. We have Peter among them. We have Thomas among them. But he was able to gather them. Except the child of petition. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. The person who wrote this epistle we just read is Paul, an apostle. He said, I, therefore, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 say, I, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthily of the vocation wherein ye are called. Amen. We are all called. Brethren, you are called. Once you come to the church today, after today, you are no more a visitor in the church. My beloved brother there, my sweet brother, yeah. Hi, how are you? You see, it's fine. He's happy to belong to us. Amen. We need to rally around that. That is what Jesus wants. Amen. We are called. We are once in the world. When we talk about the local church, it's the gathering, according to the will of God, the gathering of the born again. It takes me down to being born again. Many people are in the church, they are not born again. Oh, if their dress is born again, their heart is not born again. Oh, if their talking is born, many people, their talking is not born again. Their talking may be born again, but their what comes out from their mouth is not born again. Born again, according to the Bible standard, that you were once a sinner. And one day, there is a turn around in your life because you had the message. But today, in the local churches, is when you come to the church, you just gather people, you meet people, and the way they relate to one another, you just learn those language. And you see yourself keen into that language. Then you see, I am a Christian. No, you must be born again. You must have a record. Now or yesterday, or tomorrow, now, not even tomorrow, that I had the message and I was convinced and I saw my crooked life, that where I am going to, yeah, I'm going to hell. How to turn around. Many parents are not born again. That is why their children cannot trace Jesus in them and everybody is doing whatever they like. In the local church, God expects the local church to be the congregation of the born again. The born again. But it's not balanced like that. Praise the Lord. Remember in the garden, the first Adam missed it. God gave us the second Adam. And the second Adam brought salvation. And the Bible said there is no any other way in which man can be saved except through the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us in, I think in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. The Bible says, when you are in Christ, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. It shows that everything about you, the way you talk, the way you relate, the way you do, must change so that you can help others. Praise the Lord. We are born again to help others. In the local church, we have departmental. We have groups. Amen. I then put a question. I say, how much of the attendant to one another? How much is your attendant to one another? But remember the word of Jesus in John chapter 13, verse 35. John 13, 35. Let's hear the word of Jesus. What he had for the local church to function very well. John 13:35. The Bible says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you love one another. You cannot say you are a child of God, genuinely born again, tongue spoken, spirit filled, and you hate somebody. You cannot stand with somebody. You cannot stand somebody. If God said like that, will we be alive today? About 3 weeks ago, I told my student, I tell them that God, wait. Remember, we talk about the prodigal son. And we are told that the father waits. And that is how God is waiting for sinners to come in. And that God will ever wait. And I use one word, and I also talk to us, the elders, that God is waiting for a turnaround in our lifetime, character, and action, especially things toward the spirit. But again, we don't have the time. If God did it, but we don't have the time. I said, three things stop us. Number one, somebody can be sick. Then you'll not be able to go out to do God's assignment the way you want to do it. Number two, age. Some of us, all some of the food I'm eating it through shakara. They say, don't take soda. I take it as if I'm stealing it. You get what I mean? I don't take it the way Taiwo, the way Jesse with drink their soda. It is, you know, I'm behind now. And the third one is dead. Many die in South Africa. I told them in the class. Some Christian idea, forget about it. They have reached their bus stop. But whatever that man do, we take the man to that relation in heaven. Amen. The triumphant church. Local church, prepare us for triumphant church. And for us to be happy in local church, God has given us all that it takes. He has given us Jesus. I was looking at the book of Matthew chapter, when I was looking at the power of the word, I look at Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7. When I look at it in my Bible, I saw that it is a proper teaching to make believers to walk in the street of God on earth. Jesus has given us a standard. And he also has given us the strength and the power to do what? To carry them out. The Old Testament law was so difficult that as people were doing, they are missing it. Some, when they try a bit, they could not keep to all those 10 commandments. Say, okay, let me cuckoo spoil record. But Jesus come to bring it into two. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you cannot put your hand inside fire, you cannot put the other person's hands inside fire. Praise the Lord. So Jesus has come to bind us. The question is, do you love one another? You have to answer that question. The question, another one, that if I ask, I don't want to mention them, but I can mention some people's names. I know they will not fight me. I know how to settle with them. Ah, if I just call... Let me not call you. If I just call, who will I call? I'll just call Allah Ballistic. Baba Labio. Do you know? Who will I see? You? Can you tell me Brother John's address, where he lives? I know you know his name, but do you know the correct address to that place? Can Alagba tell me? That is the general street to enter. So when I enter 12C, I'll just be going 12C, but I join 12C, but I join. You see, I know people have called that we will look at it, but let us look at it deeply. In the local church, we're supposed to love ourselves. I will love all Jesus people. I will love everybody. Jesus taught me to love everyone. That is the pattern Jesus gave to us. In the late 80s, that we become born again, we saw that love in the church. We go extra mile. We care. But just suddenly, when we get to the early 90s, we start seeing the new rap fire brigade church that talks about that we are swegbe. This is how to get it from heaven. And we left the genuine love and start running after things to tomorrow. Most of us did not get it. So we have to come back to the original, that the local church have an assignment. We must love one another. We must care for one another. We must go extra mile. I remember when I was young, have my group, we are born again, fire for the Lord. And the person who was leading us was very young to us. When we gather together, we say, Sister Grace, do you read your Bible today? As I read my Bible, And yeah, I would tell her, what do you get? I don't know. I just read this so that when you ask me, I'll be able to say, I guess, you know, this one will say, the Holy Spirit talk like that to me. This one will say, this is what I experienced when I was praying. Then I was challenged. And if all this one can be saying this, oh God, me too, I want it. Me too, I want it. And God is a faithful God. He will grant unto us. Amen. He will grant. When you go to the Lord in place of prayer, He will grant unto you. Love must exist in the family of God. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Hey, go down to, do you attend the arm? Are you among any of the arm fellowship? We crack a joke in Nigeria. It's when the CFM are having meeting, some funny brother will say, I'm not a woman, no, I'm not CFM, no, I'm not a man, no. When the FW are having meeting, some funny sitter will say, no, I mean, I'm no more a woman now, I'm now a man. So if you are a man in this church, you have to join the local church CFM. Not only joining them, but supporting them in your little area. Whatever you can use to boost the church, use it. Amen. If you are a woman, join the FWI, the women. Support the minister and the president to carry out God-given assignment. That is what God has given to you at that time. Praise the Lord. I used to say something. I say, when I was coming on, I didn't have money like other people in the women group have money. But I go to the Lord in prayer. I say, God, I want to contribute this money. Help me. And the Lord helped me. Praise the Lord. God knows our desire. He knows our desire and He will meet it up. Please, I just want to encourage us that we should join this group of people in the church to move the work of God, that you are here for a purpose. And when you leave here, what will you be remembered of? That's what, when I listened to the interview of Benny Hinn, he said, yes, he said, God started well with him, but along the way, he derailed, but he came back, he had the opportunity. What about those ones that are dead, that don't have the opportunity to come? You and I, we have the opportunity to rearrange our life and to have the Holy Spirit to help us. That in the local church we belong to, we must love one another. We must help one another. We must be there to make the work to move forward. I really want to round up with three different subheadings. First one, because of our time. Number one, I say the word is very important. The word of God in the local church is very, very important. That's why every morning, Pastor Delany on Sunday will tell us to stand up to give that word, study to show yourself what approved unto God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. It is the word that you have in you that will fight against the devil. And I look at it again in another way. I say, God work in a mysterious way. Number one, sometimes it is the word you have God will use to bless you. And sometimes He will bless the innocent one, who don't even know the word of God at all. He will bless them. But after blessing them, He will now establish them. One way or the other, God has blessed us. We are sitting down here. We have had one testimony of the Lord. We have had one testimony on the other from the Lord. So that's area that if you don't do His will, He may not be happy. He has blessed us. So somebody can come today now and just, God bless me, start looking high. Yes, He has done it for you before. And He's still doing it, means that He can always do it. Amen. When the word, I remember sometime in the church, there is a couple, they are no more in our midst. They say something. When they come out to give testimony, I didn't even take it serious, but recently, last week, it dawned on me. They said, Daddy said this. And they went back home and do assignment on it. And they have that testimony. Daddy has said a lot of things. In our prayer, Pastor Adebayo, Mrs., He has guided us into a lot of prayer. You have to go back home.
those prayer, at least you should get one out of it and begin to tell God, this is my portion. I claim it. I take it. This is what the word of God say. Amen. You use the word of God to receive from the Lord. Amen. When we say that the power of the word must be preached in the local church for us to receive it, so that we can stand against the devices of the devil. Amen. We can stand against the word of the devil. When the devil come to challenge us, say no. No, I will not die but live to declare the glory of God in the land of the living. Remember, Jesus, when he was teaching them, the disciples, he was teaching them. He taught them how to receive from the Lord. Amen. Not that they don't used to pray, but they knew something, that in the place of prayer, that Jesus do extra. And we are going to do extra in Jesus' name. The word, preaching the word in the local church is very important. The Bible tells us about the word. Say that Hebrew 11:12. You see, God, Hebrew 11:12. Please, let's see it. Say, therefore, if any, Hebrew 4:12. You see, let us look at it. You see, for the word of God is life and what? Power. And sharper than two-edged sword. He's sharper, piercing through, even to divide the spoil and the spirit. What am I saying? Where is it? The word of God, that's the first line I wanted, that is powerful. He's sharper over every negative situation in your life. Praise the Lord. If the devil come in this way, you cut it this way. If you come in that way, you cut it through the word and having faith. When you have faith with the word, because once you are born again, all these gifts are inside us. Faith to run your Christian life, faith to receive from the Lord, and faith to stand against the devices of the devil. And because you have all these things, the devil will not let you rest. He will disturb you in your dream. He will disturb you at work. He will disturb you among family. He will disturb you among friends, but you will use the sword of the word of God to paralyze the negative power of the devil in Jesus' name. And Psalm 119:105, the Bible tells us again. Psalm 119:105. The Bible says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my what? Path. Because he will direct you. He will see you through. He will help you. And you will have testimony. That is the word of God. Let's look at Psalm 119:9 again. I'm just telling you the power of the word that will work in us. There are a lot. I just pick few. Psalm 119:9. That's it. Okay. How can a young man choose? How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. Which word? The word of God. Take heed. Take heed. Why we need to look at these things and claim it and stand by it? Some of us cannot read our memory verse. Even if they give up for 1 week, we don't read it. No, it's not good enough. When I look at the life of Jesus, very few new word from heaven he gave to us. Rather, he picked word from the Old Testament. Because the Old Testament was like a shadow. It was a child. He then begin to give us the understanding in the New Testament. And today we are using the old and we are using the new to accomplish God's divine purpose. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And again, let's look at evangelism. Evangelism. We quote it very well, Matthew 28:19-10. That is, people say, and the Bible say, that is the last assignment that Jesus has given to us as a church. The local church work is to do this evangelism. And evangelism is divided into two parts. We have mass evangelism.
like in our local church here, some Tuesday and the first Saturday of the month, Pastor Adebayo will lead us because he's in charge of the evangelism for street evangelism. And by the grace of God, through this evangelism, we have that our brother in our midst. Praise the Lord. And we have another woman in our midst. In our midst too. What am I saying? And many other people we witness to. Another area of evangelism is personal evangelism. In where you live, in your family, in your area, or where you work, anywhere you go, you be that light. Praise the Lord. And minister the word of God to them. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name to be able to spread this word, because it is the commandment of God. And at chapter 2, the Bible tells us that, in 1 to 4, the Bible tells us the power of the Holy Spirit that backed this evangelism work. For us to be able to do it, at chapter 1, verse 6, the Bible says, He has given us that power and authority. And that when we declare in the name of Jesus, through the help of the Holy Spirit, we'll be able to do this work with all our heart in the name of Jesus. We let them to know. We sang that song, Jesus save. Amen. Jesus save. Jesus told one of the disciples, Peter, say, follow me and I will make you a fisher of men. Matthew 4:19. And we also know something again. In evangelism, we are Christ's ambassador. We go out to tell the people. Spend time to spread the gospel. Witness to one another. Bring soul into God's kingdom. And you will see if the Lord will not do it for you. Maybe you are like me that enter bus. Go to PEM station. Talk to this. Talk to that. Minister to them. Care for them. Don't condemn them. Pray for them. The devil will be angry and say, this woman is disturbing our kingdom. Oh, give her car, give her car. Go and pass your driving test. Amen. What am I saying? When you are doing the will of the Father, the devil will release your blessing fast because you are disturbing their kingdom. Praise the Lord. So evangelism is a commandment by God. The apostle of hope practices it. We must also practice it in Jesus' name. The last one on the list that I have here is prayer. 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 In Luke chapter 11, the Bible said the disciple itself. Let's look at Luke chapter 11, verse 2. Luke 11, 2. So it says, so he said to them, when ye pray, say, our Father which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What I say that the disciples, they noticed before then, they noticed Jesus prayed. They also noticed that the disciple of John also do pray. And they know that this group of people, when they pray, there is a result. Let us look at the picture of the disciple. Not that they don't pray, or they used to pray, but there is no result. So Jesus taught them how to do what? To pray. So prayer is not enchanting. Prayer must be taught in the church of God. We must taught, when you teach them, you will help them to be able to stand on their prayer. If they are not taught, they will pray. After some time, they will think it is not possible. But when the word enter when the word enter into you through the spirit of prayer, Jesus teach the disciple how to pray. And he tell them, he start by giving thanks to God. Hallow him. Make sure that you let him to know. And everything around you make you to know that he owns the heaven and the earth. You are just here. Like Psalm 24 verse 1. He owns it. All belongs unto him. When you adore him, when you worship him, then you go into repentance. Like in Psalm 51, that David say, have mercy upon me. Because we are all sinners. Let's not deceive ourselves. But when you walk in the light of God, he cleanses your sin. Praise the Lord. Jesus taught the disciple. So prayer must be taught in the church. I think most of us don't understand what prayer is. If we understand it, we have group of prayer. We have the prayer intercessor. How many of you
join the prayer intercessor. We have the Saturday prayer. Do you join it? No. We have the first 3 days. Let's ask ourselves. Thank God for Evangelist Olumide that will tell us that this church will pray very well. Yes, we pray very well. If they list the prayer, is your name there? If they list the prayer, is your name there? When Jesus gave them, he gave them a pattern to pray. But along the way, when you tell them you did, then it let us to know that there is devil. Oh, don't be deceived. There is devil to try your faith. The devil, to take that portion that God has given to you, he then said, deliver us not into the temptation of the devil. That means that when the devil comes, you call fire back to the devil. Because if you cut your life, many people are killed a lot today, and tomorrow they become born again. And the person they kill have been wasted. That person could not fulfill a destiny. A child was going. The mother was going, a trolley on a child. Somebody, careless driver, just cleared the innocent child and killed the child. I think the man ran away. Eventually, if they catch him in the jail, me and you will go and preach to this guy. And he'll become born again. The child that I've been wasted, that is our God. The prodigal son. A man have two. He went with those, the junior one took his own inheritance. And the senior one was in the house. When he came back, realizing his state and came back to the Lord, the Bible says he repented. So today God is looking for us to repent. And let me tell you about the elder one, the senior that is in the house. The senior did not leave the house. Everything that belongs into the house is the senior one, but he doesn't know his left and right. Some of us, we are in the church. We don't know that all these good things belong unto us. When we know our right, we take it. When the elderly one was angry and told the father, I have been serving you. Hey, you didn't give me even a goat, even this to the dad, say, this guy was dead, but now he's alive. This guy was lost, but now it is found. Let's celebrate. Then you, the senior, everything belongs unto you, but he doesn't know. He's in the house. Most of us, we have authority. We don't know how to claim it from the Lord. You claim your authority in two ways. Through the word and prayer. We have started this year. We are in September. If you have been asking God of a particular thing, why don't you go back to God in the place of prayer? Daddy, you said anything I will ask, you will give unto me. Then you pray over that thing, and your heaven will be open. And we have seen people who pray. The Bible tells us Abraham prayed when Lot was taken. Is it not the enemy that took them? It's the enemy. Jacob rescued with the angel. He won. That is a gift of God for us. When you pray, you will get it. And you pray. I'm not in the school of people that can say, I pray, I'm okay. I am not okay. I will pray and pray and pray until I receive what I want. So let us know that is that when Jesus was going to the Garden of Gethsemane, he did what? He prayed that prayer. He went back. He come again and pray. And he went back. He prayed again. And he went back. Then God said, it is settled. There are things you will pray. When you are in the right tune with God, God will tell you it is settled. So pray until something happens. Join the group of prayer. Even if you cannot join the prayer intercessor, why don't you key yourself into the prayer on Saturday? Why don't you key yourself into the 3 days prayer? And prayer can be successful with fasting. Don't be deceived. American can spoil somebody. You told me you want to fast. That time you'll be hungry. Please, Bible, Jesus told the disciple when they could not heal that boy, say this thing cannot be done except through prayer and fasting. And that is what the local church is guiding us and is helping us. So if you belong to a local church, belong to the arm, belong to the doctrine, belong to the teaching, and heaven will help us in Jesus' name. Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet. Let's talk to God. Say, Father, I belong to the local church. Help me. Help me. Ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Lord to take away prayerlessness in your life. Ask the Lord, Lord, take away prayerlessness in my life. Through prayerlessness, the devil has been cheating us. When God speak a word or they pray over an issue, you're supposed to go back home and pray very well so that you receive all the answer. Open your mind. Every prayerlessness in my life. Oh, Lord, deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Open your mouth and pray. Every spirit of prayerlessness in my life. Oh, Lord, deliver me. Oh, Lord, deliver me. Oh, Lord, deliver me. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to pray. I command every work of the flesh in my life to die. Every work of the flesh in my life to die. Every work of the flesh in my life to die. Every work of the flesh in my life to die. In Jesus' name. Before the end of this year, or anywhere my blessing is, from the east, from the west, from the north, locate me. Open your mouth and say, anywhere on this earth where your blessing is, let it locate you. Whether from the white, from the black, anyone holding your blessing, ask them to release your blessing. Release your blessing. Release your blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. If I hand over to the pastor,